Howdy, howdy, folks, and welcome to Moose Podcast number 400. Say it's spring. That's right. I just hit, this is number 400. 400 podcasts. Didn't know I had that much hot air in me. I mean, information. Boy, can you believe it? I cannot believe it. It's over 7,200 minutes. 600 hours of me going blah, 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 blah. And you guys have been here the whole time. I owe you a big debt of gratitude. Thank you ever so much for all your support, your kind words, your being here all these years. It means the world to me, which is why I keep doing them. So, hey, I guess somewhere there's horns are being blown and confetti being thrown in the air. Podcast number 400 is now on the airwaves. Wow. I love the people keep saying the podcasts are going away. I'm still here, so at least one's still going. So thank you folks ever so much. Want to thank my good friends at Bedford Camera, bedfords.com. Have you guys been hearing about all these tornadoes? Now, as of the recording of this podcast, none of the stores have been directly hit, but they've been hit other ways, with especially electrical outages. And as we all know, right, all our devices depend on that electricity. But you guys, I hear you guys have been right there supportive of my good friends at bedford.com. I won't forget that. I know they won't. They have the great prices. They got the inventory. They got the Moose discount if you check out. These folks, they are troopers. So, hey, if nothing else, wish them well as they get through this really nasty stretch of nasty weather. Those are my good friends at Bedford's Camera, bedfords.com. Say it's spring. Well, this came from a couple emails, and there is the obvious way for your photograph to say spring, right? It's just pretty flowers. And as one person pointed out, she said, I can go to my local store, grocery store, and basically 365, I can get flowers. So flowers in and of themselves don't necessarily say spring. And she's right. So the question was, how do you say spring in your photography, and especially in wildlife photography? Well, geez, you know, it's a marvelous question. And got me to pondering. There are the obvious things, right? Let's just start with, you know, baby birds, right? Baby birds, everybody knows baby birds are a springtime thing. And that just means getting involved in nesting bird photography, which is amazing. It's an amazing thing to do. I am totally frustrated. Here we are in June. God, we're in June already. And the ranch seems, when it comes to nesting birds right now, all my boxes are quiet, which I it's got me baffled as well as depressed. I have one female hummingbird that I know is nesting here. I've seen her collecting spider webs, doing other things, but boy, Sharon and I have not been able to nail down where she's at. We've got robins here. And we see them collecting nest material and taking it off, but they don't seem to be having any offspring yet. But baby birds, that's an easy way to say spring. Another very easy way, at least I think so, to say springtime. And we're talking about telling a story here, not just, you know, a photograph that says spring, but telling a story, so incorporating the time of year in the photograph. Another great way is baby mammals, you know, fawns. We've got at least three does that are really pregnant. And this is the time of year when they normally drop. And we've been watching one that's been kind of selecting his one little area of grass a lot. So, you know, that newborn, be it a deer, an elk, my favorite, a moose, a bear, all those, okay, say spring. Now, of course, there's nothing wrong with smacking the viewer right between the eyes, you know, with that baby, if that's baby's critter, if that's how you want to say spring. That is not, no problem there. Can we go further? Or can we go maybe in another direction? What if we don't want to incorporate babies? Now, what I'm going to say, you could incorporate along with the young critters, right? I mean, the more the merrier. But what about some other kind of subtleties that scream spring? Now, the first one that really just comes crashing at me are spring greens. Grasses and shrubs and forbs, when they first pop their leaves, and for about maybe at most a week, there is a definitive spring green to those brand new popped out leaves and grasses. It's bright, it's brilliant, it's lush. Those spring greens, man, I love spring greens. I go out of my way to find them whenever possible. Now, what if you were to take, well, I mean, this is probably the first blog post for the podcast. I'm actually going to post a couple of photographs because I've got in this, the first example I'll talk about, spring greens. I've got one of the does I was talking about where she likes to be bedding down. She's in those spring greens, and around her are dandelion heads, right? Those dandelion heads, whew, you know, that combination, spring green, dandelion heads. We know those puffy little balls only come out in the spring. Everything about it says spring. The deer, the grass color, and those dandelion heads. So that's one of the photographs that's going to be in the blog post as an example of what I'm talking about. What's another example? How about incorporating color with critters? Talked about spring greens, right? That's one way. Now, I've been working with, and you know, we had weird weather like everybody else, but not so severe. We've got this one flowering tree, a crabapple, which is just gorgeous. The blossoms are this great color, almost kind of like remind me of a cherry tree. And it's set up in such a way that the evening grosbeak, Sharon's favorite bird, like to land in that before they go off to the various seed feeders we offer. So I have been working with trying to get the shots, and we had the snow come in, and the tree was gorgeous when I was in Alaska up in Kodiak. Had this snow come in 2 days before I got home, and yes, it knocked off a lot of blossoms. But, you know, there was just a couple little spots with one blossom, and you look at the shot, and because of that, you've got a couple of factors. You've got spring greens in the leaves. You've got the definitive color of the evening grosbeaks because it is spring, that bright yellow, especially that really amazing yellow eyebrow they have. Then that little splotch of that, I guess it's pink, I don't know, reddish color of the blossom. Anyway, you've got those elements in the frame and you go, oh, it's spring. So then you're incorporating a number of spring elements into that photograph to say spring. Now, the one element that I think is just the cincher that clinches it, puts it in a big bow for you, has to do with light. Not just any kind of light, not just saturated light, not just, you know, any light. I'm talking about really fresh and airy light. Now, what's fresh and airy light? Ooh, boy. You know, I can give those quick adjectives to it, but describing this light? Well, this light is excuse me, I'm all choked up. It is, you could say, lacking contrast. There's no real harsh shadows. It is on the brighter side of things. Not that you've necessarily, I mean, you could overexpose or plus a third, and that in combination with the light could give it that airy feeling. But that light, that freshness suggests to the viewer it's springtime. And then if you take all these elements together, you've got the spring greens, you have the color of posies, and you got that lack of contrast light, that very airy light. Now you start saying in your photograph, spring. Now, you take all that, and it's going to be a stronger photograph if you incorporate more than just one element. You know, baby birds by themselves, when you can incorporate other things, makes the photograph definitely grab the heartstring faster and firmer, which we are after. But the play of these elements, of the color, the light, young critters, spring plumage, all those things. If you fill the frame with a ton of all that, it gets a little bit overwhelming, a bit confusing to the mind. So the last kind of thing with this is adding a little airiness to the whole scene. Give me an example. A photograph I don't have that I keep looking for, and that's for some baby bunnies out there in the sage. Now, why do I want that scenario? Well, have you ever seen a baby bunny? Darn, they're cute. And yes, bunnies do it all year long, right? So just off the bat, a baby bunny, you know, taken any time of the year, if you have incorporated some other elements like spring green and light in color, you could say Easter. Not saying Easter bunny, but that kind of Easter feeling. That shot is one I've been looking for with a baby bunny. And the point is, the bunny itself would be small in the frame. I don't want to fill the frame, because if I fill the frame with that baby bunny, it doesn't look like a baby bunny. That means that the other elements, color, light, the spring greens, all those things, have to be not as big in the frame as well. Otherwise, if they're big in the frame, then you have to worry about it competing with the cute bunny, or perhaps making that baby bunny seem bigger. So there's a number of things in there, and I have yet to have in the wild opportunity with baby bunnies to make that photograph happen. But it's there, and I just want to be able to say it's spring in that simple click. And when it comes to the marketing side of life, if you want to make some easy money off your stock images, nothing will sell faster or garnish more revenue than a photograph that says it's spring. Now, here's the one thing. You might be saying, Moose, you know, it's June. Isn't it kind of late to be, you know, thinking about this? If you are in the lower 48, and then I'm talking about the lower, you know, the New Mexico, Arizona, bottom half of California, Texas kind of thing. Yeah, things are drying up already and going to seed. If you're up in the middle area, like I am near the Canadian border, spring has sprung, but it's definitely not on the way out yet. It's still going up to its peak. And then if you're going further north, it's even a little bit more delayed. At the same time, you could be saying I'm a little bit late for it, but hey, that's why you have pen and paper, or you have that spreadsheet and you write down the ideas now that you can, you know, kind of schedule for later. Now, the last thing, and this is the most obvious way to say it's spring, is a big honking landscape carpet of flowers. And just keep in mind that you don't have to have every single one of them in focus to say it's a big sweeping landscape carpeted with flowers. But hey, nothing says it's spring more than just that. But that's kind of the easy part. I want to take you down the road of thinking about maybe a little bit more of a challenge for you and your camera to say it's spring. You folks have a marvelous week. Look forward to talking to you more. And remember to make every click your story.